This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amid Beis, and we are picking it up right in the middle of a discussion of the fourth perek, where Haman says, every time I see Mordechai, Yoshev Bishar Melech, Kolze Eino Shoveli, nothing is worthwhile to me, meaning he's saying that nothing, all of my worldly possessions are meaningless. And we ended off Amid Aleph by discussing a comment of the Gemara in Gittin that once upon a time, Haman had sold himself as an Eved to Mordechai, and that's why it was so painful for Haman to see Mordechai Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech. Okay, continuing smack in the middle of that discussion, the very top of Tezbav Amid Beis, Amar Rav Papa V'Karulei Abda the Mizdavin B'Talmi. Right, and they actually referred to Haman at the time as the Eved who sold himself for loaves of bread. Okay, so now going back to the Megillah, V'Kol Ze Einena Shoveli, all of this is worthless to me. Lamed shekol ganazav shel osa rasha chakukin alibo. V'shasheruas Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech amar kol ze ino shoveli. All of the riches that he had were engraved on his heart, meaning he knew every cent that he owned. He was so in love with his money. And afal pichein, he said, none of it is worth anything to me every time I see Mordechai sitting there. V'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, continuing with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina saying, sayings, Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liten Ateres Barosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem in the future, in Olam HaEmes, is going to put a crown on the heads of every single Tzadik. Shenemar, Bayomu Yeh Hashem Tzvakos La'Ateres Tzvi. Says in Shayo, on that day, Hashem will be for a crown of glory. My La'Ateres Tzvi. Now we're going to continue on with this Pasuk at this time. So he says, My La'Ateres Tzvi. What does it mean that Hashem is going to be an Ateres Tzvi? Ulitzfiras Tiferes, and a sphere of Tiferes, of glory or beauty. Laosin Sivyono Ulmitzapin Tifarto. He's referring to those who wait, who do Hashem's will, and wait for His glory. That's who he's going to endow with these crowns. Yachol lakol, maybe it means to everybody, even people who are not so, or who become arrogant because of this. Talmud lomar l'sha'ar l'sha'er amo, for the remainder of his nation. L'misha meisim atzmo kishirai, and it's a person who makes himself like leftovers, meaning someone doesn't think too highly of himself. Continuing the pasuk, l'ruach mishpat, who else will get it? The ruach mishpat ze adonis yitzro, right? The person who judges is yitzro hara, who properly deals with it. Liyoshev ala mishpat zadan din emes laamito. And the next part of the pasuk is referring to a judge who judges cases properly. Uligvura, and what about gvura? Zem is gaver al yitzra, a person who overcomes his yitzra hara. Meshive milchama, who else is described in the pasuk? Meshive milchama shenosin venosin b'milchamta shel Torah, a person who works hard in the war, in the battles of Torah. He argues arguments of halacha and different areas of Torah. Sha'ara at the gate, and that's the last part of the pasuk. Elu tamid chachamim shemashkim marivim vatei knesios vatei midrashes. Talking about tamid chachamim who wake up early and stay late in the base medrash and in the base haknesses. Amra midas adin lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the midah of justice said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, manishtanu elu me'elu. Hashem, what really is the difference between the Jews and the non-Jews in this case? They're not so par. The Jews are not so great either. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, asku b'Torah, umos olam lo asku b'Torah. The main difference is the Jews busy themselves in Torah, and the non-Jews do not. Amar le, gam eile b'yayin shagu v'sheichar ta'u. Yeah, but the Jews also made mistakes because they drank too much wine and beer, and paku plila, right? And they caused justice. I mean, they did injustices in because of their averos and in some of the corrupt courts. Ein paku ella gehenim, and paku refers to gehenim. Shenemar velosia zos l'cha l'puka. Ein plila ella dayanim. So it's referring to judges. And Plila is referring to judges. How do we know? Shenemar v'nasan biflilim. So you see that they basically argue back. Yeah, but the Jews also miscarry justice from time to time, and therefore they don't deserve any better. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, if they're osik in Torah and they are humble, etc., and they fight the Yetzer Hara, they will be zocha to these crowns. Okay, going back to the story of Esther now. So Esther is now going to approach Achashverosh, and it says, "Vata'amod b'chatzer beis hamelech ha'pnimis." She stood in the inner courtyard of the king. Amar Rav Levi Kevin sheyia lebeis hatzlamim. What happened? She passed by the place where all of the idols were. So nistalka imena shechina. The shechina left her. She didn't realize that that's why it was that the shechina left her. She thought it was because she wasn't worthy of ruach hakodesh. So amra, she said, keili keili lama azavtani. So this is a pasuk we're going to explain. This is a pasuk from Tehillim Perkov Beis. That according to Chazal, Esther is the author of this perek of Tehillim, and this perek of Tehillim was the tefillah that she said on her way to go to Achashverosh. If you look in Rashi and the Radak over there, there are other suggestions as to the meaning of the perek of the Tehillim, but nevertheless, Rashi quotes from the Shem Chazal that Esther is the author of this, and this Gemara is obviously confirming that. Shema tadan al shogei kemezid va'onis karatzon. So she said, why are you leaving me, Hashem? Maybe you're judging me as if I'm doing something on purpose when I'm really not, and I'm being forced to do something. You're judging me as if I'm really trying to do it willingly. That's not true. I don't want to be doing this. Oh, Shema al shekarasiv kelev. Maybe it's because in my tefillah that I said, Shenemar, I said, as we'll quote the pasuk in a second, that I called Achashverosh a dog. It wasn't a bekavadik for a king. Hitzila hatsir mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidasi. So he referred to him, please save me from this dog. So you see that she referred to him as a kelev. Maybe that was inappropriate. So chazra v'karaso aryeh. So then she went and she called him a lion. Shenemar hoshien mipi aryeh. Save me from the. He saved me from the. From the mouth of the lion. So she made up for it in the future. But nevertheless, the Shechina left her, and she felt very abandoned by Hashem. Vahi kiros hamelech es Esther hamalka. So then the pasuk continues, when the king saw Esther hamalka, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Gimel malach yesher, says damnila ba'osa shah. There were three malachim sent to her at that moment. Echad shehigbia es tzavara. One lifted up her neck, or her head. The echad she masha chut shel chesed aleha, and one who made her extremely favorable in the eyes of anybody who would look upon her, literally put a string of chesed on her. The echad she matach es hasharvet, and one was in charge of basically stretching out the golden scepter to in the direction of Esther, excuse me, the comma. So how far did it stretch? And we're not going to describe why this is, but clearly these numbers mean something in this case, not just the strange machlokes over how long the scepter was stretched out. Rabbi Yirmiyah, shtei amos haya ve'emido al shnei mesrei. So it was a two amma sharvit, and it ended up stretching 12 amos. V'amri lo al sheish esrei, some say 16. V'amri lo al esrim v'arba, some say 24. V'masnisa tana al shishim, and we learn in a brisa that it was 60. So too the staff, or perhaps the forearm of Bas Paro. We all know the Midrash over there that she stretched out to reach Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chenata motzi b'shinei rishayim, and so too the teeth of rishayim. Dichsiv shinei rishayim shibarta. You have broken the teeth of the wicked. Right. So it's a lashon of shibarta, lashon perhaps similar to the sharvit. Amrav Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish says, "Al tikre shibarta ella shrivavta." Doesn't mean you have broken them or shattered them. It means you have extended them. Rabba Bar Ofren Mishum Reb Lazar. So Rabba Bar Ofren says, "Name Reb Lazar." Sheshama mirabo, v'rabba mirabo, v'rabba mirabo. So he had a tradition that it was masayim. It was 200. Okay, continuing in the pasuk now, Vayomer la hamelech la Esther amalka, ma bakasha seich ad chatzia malchus visei us. Right, what is your request? Up until half the kingdom, and it shall be done. Chatzia malchus velo kol amalchus. So wait, why can't, once he's giving it away, why not give it all away? So velo So you say, no, excuse me, I read that wrong. Chatzia malchus velo kol amalchus. I'm going to give away half the kingdom, but I'm not going to give away the whole kingdom. Velo davar shechotzeitz lamalchus, and not the thing that's like the divider of the malchus. So ma'aniu binyan beis hamikdash. That would have been too divisive, and I'm not going to allow you to rebuild the beis hamikdash. That's not on the table. But up until half the kingdom, and it shall be yours. That was the offer that Achashverosh made. So what did she say back? Yavo amelch v'haman el hamishta. Let the king and Haman come to the party. Tana Rabbanan. Ma rasa Esther shezimnas Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman? Reb Lezer omer pachim tamna lo. She set a trap for him. Shenemar yihi shulchanam lifnehem lepach. Right? Let their table in front of them be a trap. Reb Shu omer mi beis avia lumd. She learned from her father's house. Shenemar If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. Meaning you should keep your enemies closer and take care of them. So he says, because she didn't want to form a, she didn't want to get any advice, and so that Haman wouldn't get any advice and rebel. Meaning she wanted Haman with Ahasuerus so he couldn't be plotting any kind of a coup. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kidei shelo yakiru ba shehi Yehudis, because if she's inviting Haman, obviously it's she wouldn't be Jewish, so he didn't want anybody to know that she was Jewish. Rav Nechemya Omer, Kidei shelo yomru Yisrael achos yesh lanu beveis hamelech, so the Jews shouldn't say, oh, we have a sister at the palace. Yasichu daitan min arachamim, meaning they'll say, oh, we have an inn in the White House, we have an inn in the palace, and they would stop davening. So she wanted to bring Haman in there, and then they would be like, I don't know who this queen is, but she's not one of us because she's hanging out with Haman. So they would continue to daven to Hashem to save them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kidei sheyehe matsui la b'chol eis. She wanted him, Haman, to always be there in case she thought it was the right time to accuse him of in front of Achashverosh. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer, ula yargish hamakom v'yasa lanu neis. Maybe it would basically upset Hashem enough that he would do a miracle for us. Meaning if she will have to hang around with Haman, it will be so disgraceful that Hashem will want to save her. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Omer, Azbir lo panim. I'll give you a different, I thought that was what he was saying. Azbir lo panim he was saying it about Esther, that she's going to explain something or she's going to make Haman feel good. Kedei sheyehareg hu vehi, so that both of them will be killed. Meaning she was saying that she might have to act like she's in love with him so that they would both be killed. That was her last resort. Rav Gamliel Omer, Melech Hafchafchan Hoya. Achashverosh, she's a wishy-washy guy. He keeps flipping back and forth. If I talk him into killing Haman, I need him there on the spot so it gets done. As opposed to if I just discuss it with him later, he might change his mind. So that's why she needed Haman around. Amar Rav Gamliel, Adayin Srichnanu Lemudoi. We still need the reason of the Mudoi. Now, what does this mean? Detanya Rav Lezer Amudoi Omer, because Rav Lezer Mudoi said in a Braisa, Kin Aso Memelech, Kin Aso Besarim. Right? So she made the king jealous of him, and she made the princess jealous of him. Meaning, all these explanations are good, but Lemais, at the end of the day, she wanted to arouse Achashverosh's jealousy. Rab Omar, Lifnei Shever Gaon, right? Before Shever means breaking or destruction, Gaon is Gaiva, is pride. So Abaye Varava, the Amrit, so she wanted to build him up so that he would go over the top with his Gaiva so that he could be broken down. Abaye Varava, the Amrit Tarvayu, they quote a different pasuk, "B'chomim ashis es mishtein." Right, I will set their feasts with poison. Maybe it means that the feast would be his undoing, or that she wanted to poison him. Ashkache Rabba Baravua leElio. Once Rabba Baravua found Elio a navi, Amarle Kiman Chazia Esther v'Avda Hachi. Which we just gave we gave 12 reasons why Esther invited Haman to the party with Achashverosh. So he says, basically, which one is the correct reason? You're Elio Anavi, you're the one who settles all the svekas, so please tell me which one you think is the correct explanation. Amarle, Kikulu! Right? He says, I read that wrong. Kikulu Tanoi, Kikulu Amoroi. I go like all of the reasons given by the Tanoim and all of the reasons given by the Amoraim. Right, so basically, what are we talking about over here? He's saying that every single one of the reasons has some merit, and it was a multifaceted plan that Esther was thinking of, and therefore, everybody's saying something worthwhile. Continuing in the Megillah now, we're in Perek Hey already, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayisaper lahem Haman es kvod ashro v'rov banav. So Haman tells his family when he gets home of all of the his wealth and his multitude of children. V'kama rov banav. So how many children did he have already? Amarav lamid asara mesu. Sorry, lamid. So he had 30 children. Now what does that mean? Asara mesu. 10 of them died. V'asara Natlu, and we know from the Megillah, 10 of them were eventually hanged. Vasara Mazirin al Hapsachim, and 10 of them in the end were reduced to beggars. Vira Baranamri, and the rabbis say differently. Osan Shemazirin al Hapsachim, Shivim Havya. No, there were actually, you got the 20 right at the beginning, and there were 70 remaining. So he started with 90, and he had 70 children left over. And those were the ones who were reduced to becoming beggars. Dechsev Sveim Belechem, right? Sveim Lechem Nishburu, right? So those, oh, sorry, Niskuru, excuse me. I'm not reading well today, I apologize. So those who were satisfied with bread were rented out, they had to sell themselves. Al Tikre Sveim Ela Shivim. So it's a play on words that Sveim is also a hint at Shivim. Rami Baraba Omar Kulan Masayim Ushmona Hayu. So he says, actually, the entirety were 208 children. Shenemar Verov Banov, right? So we say Verov, the rove of his children. He had so many children. Verov Begamatria Masan Va'ar Besar. And Rove in Gematria is 214. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Verav Ksiv. He says, yeah, but it's not Rove, it's Rav. Right, it doesn't mean the same thing. Balayla, oh, sorry, fine. So, he was disagreeing that he was basically saying that you can't learn it that way because it's not written that way in the Megillah. Okay, now going forward in the Megillah, we're up to the beginning of the sixth parak, the big turning point of the Megillah. Balayla, who nadadosh shenas hamelech? That night, the king could not sleep. Achashverosh couldn't sleep. That's the pashup shot. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Nadadashnas Malko Shel Olam. Right. So obviously Achashverosh couldn't sleep, but it also means that God, Kaveyachol, the Melech of the world, was not able to sleep, meaning he had to wake up and get spring into action to save his people. Now, obviously, that's, you know, that's a euphemism of some sort or whatever the proper term escapes me. God does not sleep anyway. But nevertheless, that's an allusion to the fact that Hashem is now turning the tables. Rabbanan Amri, nadadu elyonim, nadadu tachtonim. No, he says both the Malachi Asharis were upset. They couldn't sleep in the upper worlds, as the Jews could not sleep in the lower worlds. Rav Amar, shnas hamelech Achashverosh mamish. No, it was talking about Achashverosh's sleep. Nafla le milsa bedaiti, because he got this bug in his head. He got this idea in his mind. Amar, my de kaman the Zimnisei Esther Lahaman. What is going on that Esther invited Haman to the party that's supposed to be for us? Dilma Eitza Kashakli Ilave Tahahu Gavra Lemiktale. Maybe Haman is plotting and making a conspiracy to kill me. Hadarama, then he said, Ihachi, if this is true, Lohave Gavra Darachimli Dahava Mudaili. I don't have any friends who would tell me anything, meaning why would anybody not kill, you know, who would want to save me from such a plot? So Hadar Amar, Dilma Ika, and then he based on this thought process, he said, Dilma Ika Inish, the Avidli Beitivusa, Velo Paraite, maybe somebody once did a favor for me and I never paid him back. And Mishimahachi, Mimne Inshe, Velo Magalali. And now no one's going to come to my aid because they say, oh, you'll do a favor for Achashver, she's not going to pay you back anyway, so what's the point? So, and therefore he called his servant to bring the chronicles of his kingship so that he would know maybe somebody did him a favor in the past. And he forgot to pay him back. And they were reading, so why Nikraim? He should have said Vayu Korim. So he says no, because it was being read by itself, meaning it was being moved. There was a divine hand moving and reading these passages. Vayimtsa Kasav, Vayimatsa Kasav, Kasav Miboile. Why say Kasav? It should say Kasav, right? Milamid. So what does it mean? And going over to now to Tezayin Amid Aleph, Sheshimshi. That was the name of the guy who wrote it. Mochek. Right, he was trying to erase the story of Mordechai because he didn't like Jews too much, and he didn't want to read about the Jew. He didn't want it to be in there. The Jew, but Gavriel Kosev, and the Malach Gavriel kept forcing him to rewrite it, rewriting it on his behalf. Okay, so we're still smack in the middle of this story, but we'll continue it next time on Tezayin Amid Aleph.